This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. How do you do? It's Monday, January the 10th. I won't tell everybody, Victoria and Jennifer and Jay, that we're one third of the way. We're just progressing positively and wonderfully through the month, imagining that all is well. I think that really is, without being facetious, that kind of is the way it is. If you are somebody who believes today will be hard, it will be hard. If you think today is a great day, it'll be a great day. If you think something is impossible, then maybe it is for you. Others maybe can get the job done. Things are not other than how you think of them. And so I think a lot of people who are down on whatever because they spend too much time watching the news, think about some other things that are going on in your life that aren't in the news that are great. Right? Can you do that? And let's, you know, move into that area instead of being in the area where, oh, it's COVID, we're all going to die here. Well, no, I think that we'll be okay. Let's see what's going on in the food news department. I see that milk is in the focus here again. I had this conversation with my children. It seems that Sophie, my daughter-in-law, has discovered some new substitute. It's not called milk, but it's something it's sweet. She gave it to Megan in a cup of coffee yesterday, and Megan said, "Ooh, it tastes good." I forget what it's called, but you know they hear me all the time
milk,
talking about
cashew milk.
No, it's
almond
not anything
milk,
that's
coconut,
called milk.
Almond.
It's not called milk. That's the thing. That's why it appeals to me, because it isn't milk and it isn't called milk, but it's something
almond
that's
drank.
No, it's not like that. There's no almonds, anything in it.
It must be some kind of a coffee creamer that's not dairy.
Right. Yeah, that's what it is. And apparently they liked it. But because I have this, I go off on this, I suppose a tirade, maybe, it's not a tantrum, although it does upset me that people call milk, milk that isn't milk. If it doesn't come from a mammary gland, it's not milk. Period. End of story. Almonds don't give anything through their mammary glands because they don't have
them. What are we saying? Mammary glands.
Well, that's what it is.
No, but what would you prefer it to be called? Instead of like almond milky substance, almond milk.
He has no problem with saying peanut butter, and that's not butter. So this is a hypocritical argument that he's been trying to make for very long.
I think Doug just likes to say mammary glands. And just use this as the excuse.
No,
I could go my whole life without hearing that again.
I know. Right. Thank you, Jen. Me too.
There you go. Anyway, milk apparently is the third most wasted food and drink product in the UK after potatoes and bread. 490 million pints are wasted every year. You realize all the work the cows have done to produce this milk? And it just seems that there's a lot of it wasted. So there's a supermarket chain in England that says they're not going to feature a, quote, use-by date on the milk anymore because they don't want to waste it. And that happens a lot. You know, they put these artificial dates on food that are used by this thing. They don't go bad, as most of us can tell. I have things in my refrigerator that are a lot older than the used-by.
See, I have mixed feelings about this. Okay, so I'm going to use my dad as an example, because he goes to Costco and he buys way too much stuff for one person, and so then he has a lot of stuff that kind of, like, starts to expire, or he kind of pushes the date. Without the expiration date, I wouldn't be able to shame him into saying, "Dad, you got to get rid of that. It's 14 weeks old. We got to get, you know, we got to push it out. You can't, don't drink bad milk." But I also think at the same time, they put the expiration dates on that are too soon. So, like, if you smell it, it smells fine, but if the expiration's either, we're living and dying by it. So I think it's proceed with caution. Like, don't keep things way too long when
it's, like,
chunky.
How about common sense? Why do we have to be
told? Just use your nose and smell it.
Yeah,
you can tell when milk
smells
bad. Yeah.
That's what I do. If I have soup in the refrigerator and I've made it, it's been there for a long time, and I smell it and doesn't smell good, out. You know, there's nothing. I said to the flight attendant last night, I was coming back, there was something that I was served that wasn't cooked a couple of weeks ago. It was a piece of salmon. And so I said to her,
"Why are you eating airplane salmon?"
Well, because it's there.
It's bizarre.
Oh. That's all right. If they, you know, it's prepared okay. This is, they fix good food for the front of the plane. So anyway, I said to her, "Please make sure it's well done." And she looked at me with sort of an eyebrow
raise.
She's
like, "Honey,
said,
there's one temperature."
She didn't say honey, but she said, yeah.
The chef
close
doesn't take
she was thinking it. The microwave doesn't know the temperature.
Right.
No. So anyway, but she did cook it a little bit longer, and it was done. At any rate, but those sorts of things, you can get food that's not out of date, and if it isn't cooked well, all meat, all chicken, all poultry, all fish, everything should be cooked until it's cooked through and through. Sushi is bad for you, and that concept of medium rare beef in this day and age is dangerous. Don't do it. And you can say, "Oh, it tastes so much better." Okay, well, do you realize what you're putting into your body? With some of that stuff, you don't know where that steak has come from. There's no requirement anymore that the steak be labeled that it's from America. It's American beef or Brazilian beef or Australian beef. You don't know how long it's been in transit. You don't know anything about it. So anyway, it's something that, and by the way, to speak to that, there's a ground beef recall in effect right now. E. coli contamination on 28,000 pounds of ground beef originated at the Interstate Meat Distribution Facility in Oregon and goes back to December 20th. So if you're in Oregon, Arizona, California, Nevada, Utah, Washington, Wyoming, and you have the ability or you're looking at buying frozen ground beef, you probably better look where it came from. Or just in general, you probably ought not to purchase anything that's frozen because it's loaded with E. coli. And the bacteria E. coli, I talk about this. We have a weekly thing on this. It causes diarrhea, cramps. E. coli does, listeria, salmonella, all of that stuff. So if you cook it thoroughly, it probably won't do you in. Because if you cook it thoroughly, the bacteria die in it. You just eat the dead bacteria, which sounds kind of yummy, doesn't it? Let's all have dead bacteria.
Like, it probably won't kill you.
No, it probably won't.
Yeah, probably
won't. All right, so I've done some research, Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
On
is it
what?
More like your scientific findings are more like, it probably won't kill you.
Probably won't kill you. All right, white chocolate.
Uh-huh.
We have this thing about white chocolate. I happen to like white chocolate. And unfortunately, Victoria likes to chastise me because she thinks that it's not chocolate. Well,
it's
in fact,
not. Barely.
It's not.
Okay.
But I'm see, here's another example of hypocrisy. You're okay with still calling it white chocolate, even though it's not chocolate. There's no cocoa,
right.
But
still calling
yet,
it white
but you
chocolate.
Right, and you're still calling it peanut butter, even though it's not butter. But you have an issue with just the milk products.
In the U.S., real chocolate has to contain no fat other than cocoa butter, 5% dairy butter. You can have some, like, it can be 30% sugar, vanilla, that sort of thing. But the pretender white chocolate is made of 30% milk vegetable fats and sugar and vanilla. If you're buying a good brand of white chocolate, some of them use cocoa butter, but no chocolate solids are ever found in white chocolate. To be fair, white chocolate has its uses. Bakers like it because it sets faster than the dark chocolate does at room temperature. I happen to like it because
it's sugary wax. That's what it
I
is.
I happen to like it.
Do you know what? I struggle with that almond wax. Bark, though. Almond bark is fantastic. It's almost like powdered
but
sugar.
But it's not bark, Jay.
Jen.
See, that's what I'm saying. Doug is always very, like, situationally accurate here. So it's he just has an issue with the milk, but everything else he can call it by a fake name.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. What was the hoopla, Jennifer? I heard some news reports on Friday about the I was listening actually to a conservative talk show on the way to the airport on Friday afternoon about some members of the Supreme Court doing something that apparently the conservatives didn't like or the right wingers didn't like. Sotomayor.
Well, it shouldn't be the right wingers or the conservatives. Yeah, Justice Sotomayor. So there was a hearing on Friday about Biden's mandates for businesses over 100,
yes,
requiring vaccine mandates or weekly testing, and healthcare workers having to show proof of vaccination. And so they held oral arguments, and so the Supreme Court was asking questions, and you could listen to the audio of them going back and forth, the lawyers from both sides, and then what the justices were asking. And one of the statements made by Justice Sotomayor on Friday was that there were 100,000 children in serious condition hospitalized due to COVID. Now, that's a bold-faced lie, and she got called out for it. And over the weekend,
she intended to lie, or she just made a mistake?
I would imagine it was probably not a mistake, but I don't know. Maybe she thinks that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, was asked and kind of put on the spot over the weekend when she was doing the Sunday show. It was like, what in the world was she talking about? And she said she got it really wrong, that was not true, that there's nowhere near 100,000 kids who are in serious condition over COVID in the hospital. So
there were 100,000 total Americans hospitalized. So I don't know if she was that number is crazy though, and there are 100,000 plus, I forget what the number is, I saw over the weekend, of total hospitalizations due to COVID, but I don't know what the number of kids are.
Yeah,
but
she said explicitly 100,000 children are in serious condition due to COVID. And
well, there's a lot of misinformation as we know about all of this stuff, and it gets
everything
worse.
Everything changes every day.
I thought it was interesting. There was an article. I don't think it was in the L.A. paper. I don't remember where I saw it, but I saw it over the weekend, focusing on Fauci 20 years ago and what he was talking about in his role, which he still has now. He apparently warned in 2002 or 2003 that this sort of thing that we're experiencing now was going to happen in 20 years. Somebody found this old interview with him, and he was talking about how there'll be something, we don't know what it'll be, but for sure in the next 20 years, we're going to be affected by some kind of a virus that will more or less shut the world down. And what fascinated more than anything else was looking at a picture of him, how he looked then and how he looks now, which is, I don't know, that kind of stuff maybe is superficial, but it was kind of interesting to look at that and to listen to this and to hear this, somebody, I'm surprised he hasn't dusted it off himself and said, see, I told you so. It's 18 after this, the DJV program.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to sing it.
We're singing words now.
We'll even sing the business part.
Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive.
Now that's a commercial you'll remember, even if you don't remember the bundle and save with Progressive part.
We're singing a commercial.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is the end of the jingle.
A jingle about insurance.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to go over to our social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show to see what Jay has been monitoring. And this is an interesting tattoo story involving Steve Irwin and his daughter, which we will tell you, share with you after this.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
All right, so let's get into this, Jay. Victoria and Jay here with Doug on the DJV program. Bindi Irwin, for those who don't remember her and her father, Steve Irwin, very well known. Do you want to tell that story, put the family together?
Yeah, the crocodile hunter. Steve died in 2006 when Bindi was 8 years old. He was so beloved, and I feel like he's still very beloved.
He didn't get eaten by a crocodile, though, did he?
No, he was stabbed in the heart by a stingray.
It was just such a freak thing.
It was an accident. It was a freak accident.
It was something that, you know, hardly ever happened.
I mean, the chances of that, and it hit him right in the heart. Oh, my God. It was so, it was awful.
Awful. Yeah. Anyway, so
it was really hard.
Three generations are part of the story, it looks like.
Yeah, so Binti has a daughter named Grace Warrior. She's 9 months old, and she was saying how her daughter's name was born from when she first held her daughter in her arms after being born. She said, "My graceful warrior." And conservation warriors was something that her dad kind of coined, and they always felt very, very fortunate to be warriors for all of these animals. Well, Binti is honoring her late father 9 months after giving birth because now she said her breastfeeding journey has ended and it's safe to get a tattoo. And so she has a tattoo that says, "My graceful warrior," in her father's handwriting.
Oh,
I think that's
sweet.
So cool when people have a handwriting sample and they use that in a tattoo. I think that is just so cool.
And if you see it, you can see it online. It's all over social media. It really is a beautiful tattoo. And just looking at it, if you've loved Steve Irwin, you just get chills looking at this because that's his handwriting. And they also have their family crocodile is right next to his handwriting. And another tattoo she got at the same time is a something on her ring finger instead of wearing a wedding band. She has a little design there, too.
You know, that reminds me of something, talking about your heart singing when you hear something like that. There's, you know, something special about getting letters. And the story floated around here over the weekend about a lady named Jean, I think probably Jean, Gonsalves. But in this circumstance, this is a woman who opened a letter, got a letter in the mail, written 76 years ago by her husband, and he was stationed in Germany, and it was just delivered last week. Wow. Can you imagine that? Good God. 28 past the hour.
Deep breaths.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry. Back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senior U.S. and Russian officials are in special talks on strategic stability on Monday as part of a diplomatic activity in Europe this week aimed at diffusing tensions over a Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine. The United States has played down hopes of significant progress this week. Comedian and America's dad, Bob Saget, star of Full House, has died at 65. His body was discovered in a room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida on Sunday. A cause of death has yet to be determined. Virginia Madden, wife of the late John Madden, was at a ceremonial remembrance at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas Sunday night before the Chargers-Raiders game that officially ended the regular season in the NFL.
And all of those great Raider players who played for John, alive and dead, that he loved so much.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The mother of Karim Nakui, a Marine who died during the disastrous U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan in August, Shauna Chappell and her husband Steve Nakui, are demanding accountability from the Biden administration over their son's and 12 other service members' deaths.
I'm good this evening. I have my bad days, my good days. His dad is pressing for the information. His dad isn't here this evening. He was supposed to be here so he could talk more about it. I didn't want to talk about it without him. We just received Kareem's autopsy. I haven't been able to completely read it yet because it was too hard. Just the first page of it was too hard, so I stopped reading it. But, we want accountability for what happened to all 13 of the kids. But that one issue is an issue for his dad to talk about.
That's Shauna Chappell on Newsmax Friday. The mysterious hut or house spotted in December by China's U-2 rover on the far side of the moon turns out to be a rock, a small lumpy rock sitting on a crater rim. It looked much bigger and more mysterious in December's image. After getting a better perspective, the rover was able to reveal the object's true nature. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now. You're a source for conversation, sometimes a little gossip. Today, on the DJV program, we celebrate National Houseplant Day. All right, ladies, what do you have for houseplants?
Oh, I wish. I kill everything I come across in the plant world.
Black ferments.
Even fake plants I can't keep.
Well, my mom laughed at me because I watered her fake plants while they were on vacation, so I didn't, and I've done that before, I didn't even know. But yeah, I have one real plant. I got a majesty palm, and
what's that
it's
look
a,
like?
It's a big, like, palm kind of plant, and it's actually really, really easy to keep alive, like, and it's growing a lot, so I find that if you have no information, no knowledge of how to keep a plant alive, get a majesty palm because it's give it some sunlight.
Where do you get them?
I got mine at Lowe's or Home Depot.
Really?
I think Home Depot. And, yeah, you can get them anywhere, but they're just really easy. You just have to water them, like, 3 times a week, and that's it, and give them sunlight, and they just keep growing.
I don't know. That sounds like a lot of work, still.
What do you mean a lot of work? A couple of
it's
cups of water?
It's the easiest that I've, yeah, I mean, that's it, yeah. I've got a little cute watering can, and it's so far so good.
National Houseplant Association, who thought there was a place or a group like this, it's all about raising awareness of the number of benefits. If you have indoor plants, it's good. Now, remember my discussion about the photosynthetic process. If you haven't thought about this and this time of year, think about it this way. If you're not, even if you don't have a green thumb, these plants release moisture. They take what the trees do and what the grass does and what all living green things do, exchange carbon dioxide for oxygen. So this makes it better for you to breathe, especially in the wintertime when the windows are all closed in most parts of the country. So if you want to have quality air in your home, get some of these plants. That's why this makes sense. You know, there are a lot of fake plants as we... Victoria waters a fake plant. Good for you, Victoria. I have something now that I can chastise. You have all these things that you find amusing to give me the old one, too. I'm not going to forget.
I will happily admit that I have often watered fake plants.
Very good. Okay, congratulations. At any rate, but this is the important takeaway from this. Having houseplants that are real and green in your home in the wintertime will provide you with lots of fresh air and a lot of other benefits. So maybe it's something that you should take to heart, I think. I had forgotten about that, actually, but it's good. Good to know that.
Do you have any plants in your house?
I don't. Mm-hmm. I have no plants in my... I don't take... My house is a guy's house. People come into my house and they say, it looks like it's a guy's house. Duh. It is. It's a dog's house and a dad's house and a grandpa. It looks like a grandparent's house, actually. And we get right down to it. It's interesting as we talk about trying to get yourself back into shape. This is the annual five. There are so many ads running on radio stations and radio programs and television programs, and I'm sure the same thing is true, Jay, on social media with all the ads that they play in podcasts, that sort of thing, for weight loss programs. Lose the weight. How does it work? And exercise and diets and all that stuff. So I saw... With that in mind, the story of Rebel Wilson, who has lost 77 pounds. This is a lady who has been in a lot of movies, right? And she's kind of a comedian, I think.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Is
she
funny?
Very much a comedian, yeah.
Anyway, she was interviewed and said that she was obsessed with her transformation. I thought part of her character almost was to be heavy. Wasn't it? Didn't she play on that as... in part of her stand-up
routine? Criticism. Yeah, she got a lot of criticism for losing as much weight as she did, which is such a bizarre thing.
I know.
About
what in the world? Shut
society.
Up.
Yeah, people in her camp were like, you're the quote-unquote funny fat girl. Why would you do this to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not the case. Her personality hasn't changed. She's still going to be incredibly funny. She still is incredibly funny. She's a great actor.
Yeah. She said it wasn't about being a certain size or body weight or anything like that. Just about loving yourself, and I think that's true. If you love yourself and you're heavy, great, stay that way. And I don't mean that to be facetious, although I think it's dangerous in the COVID era to be that heavy, but this is a personal, individual choice. And people who are fat shamers are, and I guess I've said some things that you have taken me to task for on occasion, both of you, and my daughter has. When I would make a comment about somebody who, and I, my comments are usually, why would you let yourself get into that shape? You know, and there are certain things that happen. People sometimes have conditions, physical conditions that, you know, they have thyroid problems and things like that. And I think we're too quick to judge. But the other side of it is that, you know, when you see somebody go into a fast food restaurant, I saw a couple of people in the airport last night and they were waddling. They're so fat that they waddle instead of walk. And it's because you can see, you know, they go over to the, this one family and the boy that was with them, I was watching them at the food bar, and they're eating stuff that's horrible. So what do you expect? But that's their choice. You know what? As long as it doesn't affect the insurance rate, but unfortunately it does, You know, it's up to people to do. If you know better and you still do it, I guess, you know, God bless you. One of the other things I saw as I was, you know, me, I don't like to buy magazines. I like getting them, but I don't like buying them. So I picked up a magazine that is kind of like Life magazine, lots of pictures and stuff, and Cher's being interviewed in it. And she says she likes gray hair. It's fine for... No, she doesn't like gray hair. She says gray hair is fine for other people, but I'm not doing it. Which I thought was kind of...
Well, not everybody looks good with gray hair. Like, not everyone can be Helen Mirren.
How did you know? Your mother has looks... gray hair? Doesn't your mother have gray hair? Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
She doesn't have gray hair?
Well, she does. You don't... She's never had gray hair. She colors it.
Oh. That's funny. I saw a picture of her once, and I thought she had gray hair.
Mm-mm, no, she has like auburn hair, like reddish brown.
So does it look different when men take your... You know, we were talking a lot about Bob Saget passing away. He's colored his hair over the years, and you could tell. Sometimes with people, it's easier to tell than others.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
most of the time, it looks terrible on men.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
It's difficult to color when it's... Yes, and it's that short. And sometimes it just kind of looks like... spotted rather than highlighted or low-lighted.
I started
Most
getting gray hair.
Just go with the gray because the gray looks so much better on guys than it does on women.
Well, I think it's
so
a,
unfair.
It's a... when I was in my 30s, I started to get gray hair. And I didn't like it. So I started coloring my hair, and I colored my hair. I did it really well, and most of the time you couldn't tell. Sometimes you could, but others you couldn't. And I stopped doing it when I was with Meredith because she thought I looked better with the hair color that I have, which is, I guess, how would you describe my hair? White, gray, silver? What is my, I don't even know what people think.
Silver, fox.
White,
kind of
silver.
White, though. Yeah, because I feel like white hair always appears softer, where silver can be a little bit more wiry. And your hair looks healthy and soft, Doug.
Yeah.
I almost call it white.
Kind of like my head, in a manner of speaking. You know, Bob Saget was one of the people who paid tribute to Betty White. And I thought, he says, he was talking about not knowing what happens when we die, but being ready for it. And the fact, you know, this guy was found in a hotel room at the Ritz in Orlando. I mean, by himself. You just think it's horrible when you die by yourself? Betty White died by herself, too.
Well, no, she was surrounded by family
Asia was
and
around.
Friends.
Oh, was she? Okay.
Yeah, and
people she loved.
But, yeah, so I don't know what... The thing that we don't know yet is what triggered the hotel security going into his room. So he did a comedy show on Saturday night, and then the hotel security pronounced him dead on the scene at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. So I wonder if his wife was trying to get a hold of him, and he didn't answer his phone, so then she called down to the front desk to do a room check. Did the cleaning crew go into the room and find him laying on the floor? We don't know the details.
Or was he supposed to be somewhere and he missed his call time?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't know the details.
So many questions.
But,
Here's a story. There was, you know, the attention that's being given. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to about Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy lately. And I've forgotten why I got into Jeopardy. Other than and it wasn't here, but with somebody else, we were talking about Jeopardy and how the ratings are better now than they ever were. I think I was with a group of people that were fans of Jeopardy at some point last week. And so, but it's true, the ratings now, they were always great when Trebek was doing it, but now they're even better for whatever, maybe it's the money's gone up, whatever it is. So, Anthony Anderson, this is a story, the NBC, NBC. The Wheel of Fortune mistake. Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm, no.
Celebrity Wheel of Fortune last night. Marcia Cross was on it. Carl Anthony Towns was on it. And Anthony Anderson was all on it. They were trying to raise money for their charities, et cetera, et cetera. And during one of the before and after themed puzzles, apparently Towns... he technically gave the incorrect answer and he got a buzzer for it, and Anderson demanded a turn at the puzzle. Anderson correctly answered the puzzle was Martin Short's circuit. And so Sajak explained that things, we have to go by the rules and yada yada, and sorry, we can't give you the win. And so what happened was, it was very interesting, that there were, you know, these shows are so popular, and now when they have these various stars on from various different, you know, whether sports or television or whatever it is. So apparently what happened, Anthony Anderson won, and people were kind of saying, well, that's kind of lousy. What are we doing about it? Can we do something about it? And apparently the two of them got together and decided that they were the Andersons. Foundation was going to give the money to whatever it was that Cross was trying to support. It was kind of a nice gesture. I thought it was kind of cool.
Nice. Anyway.
Yeah, very nice. 46 past the hour. Nice things happen on Mondays here on the DJV program.
Yes, Miss Tubbs. No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent.
The custodial team is not
someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Hey, how'd you like to get paid to work out? Yes, I said get paid to work out. Now you can with ISSA, the global leader in personal fitness certification. If you're interested in a money-making career in fitness as a personal trainer, now is your time because ISSA is guaranteeing you will get a job. That's right. There's a huge demand for certified personal trainers right now. So once you get ISSA certified, they guarantee you'll get a job. Just text AMP to 323232 now to get started for free. You do everything at your own pace and 100% online. Live your life on your terms. Get certified and train like you want. Full-time, at a gym, at home, or as a side hustle. Whatever works for you. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Get certified and start making money fast, guaranteed. Just text AMP to 323232 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word AMP to 323232.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to be able to work from anywhere.
so I need to have supplies, well, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2 in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I think this is probably one of the most iconic theme musics of any show ever. It's the DJV show. It's 53 past the hour. I'm Victoria here with Jay, and Chuck Curry, our movie moments guru, is here with us. And Chucker, of course, anyone who ever watched The Sopranos, I almost feel like you couldn't miss that the opening credits because it was so iconic, driving from New York into New Jersey on the turnpike and hearing that song. That's forever that's indelible in my brain.
I agree, and the reason we play that theme song is this day in TV history, 1999, Sopranos, January 10th, premiered on HBO. I remember it well because I didn't watch it its initial first few months, and I remember in 1999 I had the flu. Me and my wife both had the flu. I had the flu really bad. It's the first time in 20 years that I had the flu, and I'm on the couch. I can't get up. I grabbed the remote. I started changing the channels, and they were doing like the first 10 episodes of The Sopranos on HBO, sort of a marathon for people to catch up, and it hooked me. And I discovered at that point one of the best TV shows, I think, of all time. And I remember that being must-see viewing on a Sunday night at 9 p.m. So this day in TV history, The Sopranos, easily one of the best written, acted, absorbing TV shows of all time, premiered.
Yeah,
and people still talk about that series finale too.
Yeah,
that still is open to so much debate and discussion.
It's what they call a polarizing series finale. I actually thought when the screen went dark, I actually thought my cable went off.
I taped
it on my DVR, and I remember trying to replay it and go, the screen is black, the screen is black. So I waited another couple hours to rewatch it again, and I realized that was the vision of the writer and the director. To this day, it's still polarizing. I have no problem with that ending because I don't need to know exactly, you know, what exactly happened to the fate of the main character, Tony Soprano. Having said that, I was telling you guys off air that Showtime, when I watch it on Amazon Prime because they premiere it in the morning of, but the season final of Dexter New Blood, which is one of my all-time favorite shows, I had big problems in the last 15 minutes the way they ended this this series, or really almost, I would say, the series in general. I'm not going to give away spoilers, but I've had trouble sleeping.
It's very controversial.
Yeah. I've had trouble sleeping, and I almost got in a few car accidents on the way to work this morning thinking about it. It was very perplexing, to say the least. And what's interesting about what the showrunner and their vision and the fan base's vision, sometimes the showrunner goes completely against what the audience wants,
yeah,
and it creates a massive internet backlash, and I think you're getting that with this last episode of Dexter.
That's too bad. I've seen a lot of people talking about,
but you know, I love the
show.
Series. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I thought this year they did it a great job. I loved every minute of it, except they made a creative choice in the last 15 minutes that I, as a loyal viewer, do not agree with, but I guess I'll survive it.
Yeah. Well, transitioning over to the Golden Globes, which everyone's like, mm-hmm, blinking you missed it because you did miss it. There
what
was
are the ratings
no Golden
for that,
Globes,
by the way? How many people watched? Like, what, 15 million?
Yeah, right. So this year it didn't appear anywhere. It wasn't on streaming, wasn't on any of the networks. But some of the big winners, West Side Story won for Best Musical
Good.
Comedy. And I know you were a fan of that movie.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it gained some legs going forward.
It probably will.
And if it does win some Oscars, hopefully people discover it. Go ahead, what
yeah.
else?
Rachel Zegler won Best Actress for West Side Story. She was kind of, I
Very
think,
cool.
an early favorite. Best Motion Picture Drama went to The Power of the Dog, which I have not seen that. I know a lot of people seem to like it when they see it, but I don't even know who's in it. That seems like
right.
one of those
No, I think all five people who saw it really liked it, but go ahead.
Right, exactly. One of the things that kind of not unexpected was
yeah.
Nicole Kidman winning for Being the Ricardo. She won Best Actress.
That's cool.
A lot of people seem to think that she definitely deserved that. And the, you know, going to the motion picture, the original song, which is kind of cool
yeah.
that the Golden Globes still do that, that went to the James Bond theme by Billie Eilish. And that was
okay.
No Time to Die. So,
now,
a lot of good
yeah,
movies this year.
Yeah, I mean, think of this. The fact that that didn't air, the fact that Hollywood had a disagreement in diversity
yeah.
with the foreign press, and it never aired on TV, and it basically was insignificant, that robbed that young actress, Rachel Zegler, a chance to get up in front of a mass audience and
That's
give
true.
An acceptance speech. That's sort of sad. That saddens me.
That is.
That's true. All right, it's the DJ V Show, 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.